Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, I was calling about a transaction that I do not recognize, so just calling to see who it's from.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let's see if we can look up an account for you. Can we start with your zip code, please?
66203.
And your first and last name, please.
Danielle Carnes.
Thank you. Could you verify your address, please, ma'am?
9534 West 55th Street, Miriam, Kansas, 66203.
Thank you. And your account is coming up for us now. Our computers are running a little slow. It should be right up, though. I say that. Come on. Okay, here we go. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, it does look like it's for the Wi-Fi booster, ma'am.
The who?
A Wi-Fi booster. It looks like it increases your Wi-Fi signal and strength. It looks like it was ordered yesterday for $19.99 for the Wi-Fi booster.
Yeah, okay. I didn't authorize that, so that's what I
Oh.
was trying to figure out.
Okay, so that $19.99 for the Wi-Fi booster from yesterday, this is fraud on your account?
Yes.
Okay, so no one else in your household could have made this purchase either?
No.
Okay, let's start here. I do see the Wi-Fi booster. What I'm going to do is get you transferred over to our fraud department, and I'm going to have one of our fraud supervisors go ahead and take a look at your account, and I'm going to get you transferred over there to them. It'll take me just a minute to update everything. That way, when they get there, when you get over there, they'll know exactly how they can help you the best.
Okay, what is that's the name of the company? Wi-Fi Booster?
Yes, ma'am. Wi-Fi Booster ST2 is at the end. And yes, ma'am, I know they code it different on the statement. I don't know why they do that. And it's, I
Yeah, it
understand
just
it's
says Better Life,
confusing.
Better Life. And I was like, what is Better Life?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I get it. And see, they don't even tell me how they code it. So customers will call in and say, I have this charge. And I'm like, I have no idea what that could be. It just makes everything more confusing for everybody. But we're going to get you over to the a fraud department, and they're going to be able to help you. And I'm going to let them know that you never ordered a Wi-Fi booster, and this is definitely fraud.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And I'm just letting them know you didn't order while we wait for one a supervisor to be available. Okay, let's see. I'm going to ask again since they haven't got back to me. That probably means she's on the phone, but we'll get you somebody as soon as we possibly can. Okay, I'm asking again for us. That way they can let me know. Hopefully. Okay, I just asked again. It shouldn't be much longer. Sorry about the delay, ma'am. But I did go ahead and cancel your account because I do see where the Wi-Fi booster, in 3 days, if you wouldn't have called in, they would have charged you $59 and some change. And it would have been a free welcoming gift to our Consumer Gadget Club. But I went ahead and canceled that to stop that from happening for you because they would have charged you that, but we've got that here and it should be just a moment. I just asked one more time. I think we only have one supervisor here this morning. I'm sorry. Nobody
No
wants to
problem.
work on a Sunday,
Oh,
to be honest, which I don't blame them. Okay, come on. I'm waiting on them to reply. They're gonna let me know. Here we go. Okay, I've got you somebody now. I'm gonna go ahead and transfer you over to them. They're gonna be able to
Okay.
help you. You just remain on the line and they'll be right there, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling customer service. Remain on the line, and your supervisor for the fraud department will be right there. And her name's Turkenya, and she'll be right there to help you. Thank you for
Oh,
calling
thanks.
customer service. Transferring now, ma'am.